licenses for the products they offer.
And good morning, time now for Community Connection, 8:35 a.m. This Monday, October 17th, 74 degrees outside. Ben Nicholas here with you, also joined by Dynamic Independence team here of Diana Garrett and Elisa Loftus. How are you ladies doing today?
Good morning.
Just fine. Thanks for having us.
So to start off a little bit, because I'm relatively new here, who/what is Dynamic Independence?
We're a office of advocacy for individuals with disabilities in the community. We provide information and referral, systems advocacy, community awareness, independent living skills training, peer support, and equipment lending for individuals with disabilities in our community.
Okay.
And if that's a little too much to take in all at once, basically, we are a nonprofit. We work for people who have disabilities with the idea of creating accessibility and inclusion in all areas of life for the people with disabilities and their families. The idea is to live as independently as possible, and we provide resources and connections to make that happen.
So definitely helping out and aiding people with, obviously with disabilities, and just trying to, not necessarily getting back to a normal life, but getting to a life that they can live on their own and be independent during it.
Basically a new normal. It is a normal life. And aiding, yes, but most working with, because it's their life, and they should be empowered to live the life as they choose. We're just there to help provide some resources to get them on that path.
And so, you say aiding. What kind of things do you do to aiding? I know you mentioned referring earlier and doing some stuff. Let's go into that. What kind of, specifically, what things do you do? What kind of your services?
Well, Elisa is the advocacy specialist in our office. She works directly with folks, so I'm going to let you say.
I'll just give you a few examples. We've had people that have come in, young people that are parents of young people, and them coming in with, say, a student who is fixing to graduate high school, is thinking of, okay, I'm going to be wanting to move into a home or apartment of my own. Maybe they're going to want to get married, have kids, but they just need a little help with learning housekeeping skills, how to budget, how to go grocery shopping, and manage that efficiently and eat healthily, with their food. So we would train, help them to learn how to do that. Because sometimes anybody can learn anything. It's just sometimes they have to go about it a little differently. So we would help them with that. Another individual we had at one time had a hearing difficulty, and actually ended up being, she was deaf, so she needed to have the resources to get a TTY, which is the closed captioning, to help them to communicate by phone or by television, or whatever. Hers was for a phone, so that they can keep communications with their friends and family when they're at home. So we helped her to get that. So that's the kind of the type of thing that we do.
And if I could jump in, we also work with the community. We have individual and systems advocacy. We teach the individual with a disability to learn how to advocate for themselves and speak up for themselves. A lot of folks, whether it's a physical disability or a cognitive or mental disability, have grown up in a home setting where even the family doesn't realize how independent they could be with the right resources. So we try to teach the whole family, this is what's possible, and this person has a right to speak up for himself just like everybody else. On the community level, we might talk to the city about accessible parking and the need for that, the curb cuts, maybe they're not up to spec. We can, help them get those corrected. And once the putt-putt course out at Sooner Park, the group there wanted to make it more accessible, including some accessible holes, and we went out and talked with them about ADA standards for that. So it's a whole range of things built around giving people with people with disabilities the right to live independently.
Yeah, and so you mentioned just a second ago that it's kind of an all range of things. You mentioned somebody who had a hearing, who was deaf, and you mentioned some of the things. So there's no real like limit necessarily on who you help with disabilities. It's from everybody of all ranges of all disabilities,
all
and you mentioned
ages.
Whether it's
absolutely
mental or physical or what have you. So you guys do it all.
So mm-hmm. let me give you the scope. Mm-hmm. We have an advocate who works with the schools and with students and parents on IEPs, which are individual education plans mandated by the government for kids with disabilities so that they get a fair and equal education. A lot of times the schools want to help, but they don't exactly know all the things built around that. The families don't either. Everybody's frustrated. So our advocate will go in with both groups and the child with a disability because it's real important for them to be a part of the process and work together to build a plan that works for this child and the accommodations that might be needed if they need some individualized instruction and separate time, anything like that. On the other side of it, we've actually helped a couple of people in a nursing home who wanted to move out into the community, but there were no resources for them to have a home with the care that they would need. We discovered through working with them that getting them a low-cost cell phone allowed them to continue to connect with family and friends, which is really what they needed to make their lives happier where they were. So it's all about coming up with solutions.
And you say that, I mean, coming up with solutions, maybe not necessarily the first option that people see or they think that they need, but coming up with ways that they can help. Maybe they might not have thought themselves, and you work in all areas, again to put it bluntly a little bit, just all across the board, mm-hmm. just a wide range of things, saying, well,
yeah.
What if we try this? What if we try that? And just seeing whatever works for people.
There's no limit to the disability or to the age. And typically, if you come in and say you need help, we don't really ask a lot about your disability unless they need a piece of equipment. We also have an equipment lending. We have used equipment like wheelchairs and walkers and shower chairs. So if you need something temporarily, we lend it for a couple of months. I can't remember the timing now. Is it 2 months?
We go by 2 months.
Two months. If you're able to donate a couple of dollars, that helps us keep the equipment working and clean. But it's basically a free lending program. I know Jane Phillips will occasionally call us for a patient who's about to be discharged and just needs a wheelchair for a couple of months, either until they're better or they get a permanent wheelchair. So we're available for that too.
An important point that I would like to make today, since how our election is coming up, is we also help people with their voting rights for individuals with disabilities. And we want to remind people with disabilities that you have the right to vote, to read and to write and mark a ballot privately and independently, and the right to access reliable, accessible voting technology and equipment. And if they encounter any of those things, whether it's difficulty and discriminatory actions or attitudes towards people with disabilities when they're at the polls, or any architectural and physical barriers, which is parking, ramps, any of those things, we'd be happy to help them. They can just call us at 918-335-1314, and we're open from 10 to 2 Monday through Friday.
All right, I think we're going to take a quick little break here. We're going to come back with more Community Connection.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church will be hosting a gathering fellowship with Denise Lopez Saturday, October 29th at 405 South Cherokee. Tickets for this event are $29 and include luncheon, shopping, lots of complimentary take-home gifts, holiday ideas for the family, entertaining, reducing stress, and keeping the reason for the season in your holiday activities. Tickets can be purchased online at mybfbc.org or by calling 918-336-6172. Doors open at 11 and tickets are limited, so purchase your tickets today. Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we're back with more Community Connection right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Right before we went to break, you were talking about the voting rights for people with disabilities and stuff. And so that's kind of an interesting topic, as you mentioned again earlier, as I'm jumping all around this conversation here, that you work kind of with the city a little bit to, you know, get those parking or the handicap parking spots or things like that. So what do you all do as far as as not individual helping individuals, but helping people kind of on a broad scale, as for a public, helping the community be able to help those who with disabilities?
Well, we are a nonprofit agency, and we're rather small, so a lot of times we're limited in being able to do broad outreach. However, we do partner with other groups, for instance, the Suicide Coalition, and bring in the disability aspect of it. We tend to do things more on little individual scales regarding the community. Again, I talked about helping give some ideas and specs for the accessible golfing. Mm-hmm. We saw a need for a different design on Dewey Street where our office is, because we had people with disabilities coming in and there wasn't an accessible parking out in front of our building. It was across the street, which can be difficult for people in a wheelchair. We talked with the city. They were very agreeable. They came and took one of the end spots that had been a 15-minute spot and turned it into an accessible parking. So the city has been really accommodating, to overuse a word, when we've reached out to them. They're very willing, but sometimes they don't know what they don't know, and so that's where we come in. We try to go to fairs to give examples. For instance, we were at the 4th of July celebration. We had a tent, and we had a wheelchair course for people who've never had to use a wheelchair. It's a little obstacle course, so they could experience what folks in wheelchairs have to encounter just in the streets, you know, things you take for granted, how difficult it can be. And we had some young folks who at first, you know, it was very cool just riding in a wheelchair. But several of them commented, wow, I had no idea how hard this was. And they left with, I hope, a new appreciation for accessible design, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you say that you're a small group, but you're definitely doing big things in the community, whether, I mean, you're not overhauling everything here, but you're making big differences. Yeah. You're making things that impact, you know, even if you impact one life, that's huge. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, you do say that you're a little bit small. If people wanted to help you help others, how could they do that?
Volunteer. Call us. We'll find something for them to do. There are things we would like to do that with our staffing level we can't do, but if we had volunteers, there's a lot of different things we could do with community outreach, having different types of events to highlight disabilities and the fact that folks with disabilities can live just as independently with just a few tweaks and modifications.
And so people can volunteer. Is there a way they can donate money?
Yeah.
do you guys accept that?
Well,
do you need that?
We don't have an online presence for that right mm-hmm. now, so it would be a matter of giving us a call and we'd give them the information if they'd like to donate. And of course, we are a nonprofit, so we have a tax exemption where we can give them a letter for their taxes.
And while we're at it, let me tell you where we're at, because we've had a lot of confusion in that. We used to be located in the quarters. We are now at 415 South Dewey. It's the Aurora Professional Building, where OK Mozart is. On the second floor, as soon as you get off the elevator, it's Suite 202. And again, I'll give the telephone number is 918-335-1314. So you can, I mean, if you want to help us or if you have any questions or anything, you can either call that number or you can even send us a letter if you need to.
And if I could just throw out, we're always looking for gently used, accessible equipment like wheelchairs, walkers, shower chairs, that sort of thing. So if you have that kind of stuff lying around that you just like to, you know, get rid of, give us a call. We'll take it.
So absolutely. I mean, so definitely you're accepting volunteers, and obviously you're accepting help to help other people. But again, and I'm going to ask you the phone number a little bit later on before we wrap up, because just to repeat it one more time, just in case people are tuning in. But you help other people, and so people, anybody can come basically to you at any time. Is there a time saying, well, you need to call us during this hour and this day, and this is...
Because we're small and we do a lot of going to the consumer, we try to have an office presence from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. So you're going to reach us most likely between those hours. But if it's before or after, we do have voicemail. So call us, leave us voicemail, and we'll get back to you as quickly as possible.
All right. They got voicemail, so don't hesitate to call. If it is after hours, they will get back to you as soon as possible. We talked a little bit earlier about the community, and I was saying you're talking to the city and stuff, and you say we're small. You know, you totally do that stuff, and you totally make an impact. So you kind of go through all three levels, and we talked a little bit about personal, people who have the disabilities, you work with them. You talked about the big grand scale, you talked with the city, but also you mentioned a little bit earlier, you work with kind of peer groups and families and schools and things like that as well, and helping them. How do you do some of that? Explain that a little bit to me.
We try to get them together with individuals that have disabilities like them, but also more importantly, inclusion into groups with individuals that do not have disabilities, or even with invisible disabilities, because that's part of inclusion. We want people to know that a person in a wheelchair can go and do, you know, just what a person that's not in a wheelchair. As long as there's accessibility, they just have to go about it differently. It's interests that are important. So if somebody's looking, this happens a lot with people who have young children or teenagers or young adults, that they're maybe not so outgoing, that they know how to make friends. They come into the office and get to talking to us, and we have some connections and people that we talk to, and we can get them hooked up to where they can get into a group that maybe interest them and make friends and give them contacts. So
similar ages.
Yeah, similar ages and disabilities, or like I said, not. I mean, I do have, like, I have an individual right now that had a child that is deaf. So she was looking for someone else that has children that are deaf to maybe do a play group, because there are some definite barriers there. If you end up with a friend that doesn't have that disability, they can definitely learn. I'm learning right now sign language, so that they can communicate. That's good for not only for the disabled child, but it's also good for the child that doesn't have the disability, because they're learning that, hey, this could be a good friend, even though he has to communicate with me differently. And children are a whole lot more open than adults are.
And I think you said that earlier, and I want to put words in your mouth, and I'm going to try to paraphrase this as best as possible. Mm-hmm. You said it's not necessarily the disability, but it's the interest.
Yes.
And I think that's something that's I think everybody needs to not necessarily to know, to learn, and to always keep in the forefront. It's not the disability, but it's the interest. And we're all out here doing the same, trying to live here, trying to make life, and that's really cool. Phone number one more time. How can they contact you? Phone numbers are hard.
918-335-1314.
And again, that's 10 to 2 is your office hours, but obviously leave a message. They have voicemail.
Yeah.
And people, you know, if you want to help, you want to donate money, you want to donate time, absolutely the Dynamic Independence, the whole team there will be super excited and glad to take your help. And if
absolutely.
You need help, you need aid, you want to talk, want more information, absolutely don't hesitate to give them a call.
And just quickly, one thing we haven't touched on is part of our information and referral process. If you're having difficulties navigating the Medicaid system or DRS, Department of Rehabilitative Services, we can help with that. We can help you navigate the systems. If you're new to getting some of those resources that you need, we can help you connect with the right people.
Absolutely, and something that's definitely becoming more and more important. I mean, as time goes on, and it's something that's here and now, definitely helping out in that situation. Yeah. And you guys are doing a great job. Appreciate talking with you.
Thank you.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information,